Okay. Well, what about other election changes? You know, we've had a rash of court rulings in the past couple of months striking down laws that either they were maps or they were the voter ID law. Let me ask you specifically about the voter ID law first. And what do you think about the state having voter ID? And also to extend that, what about early voting? And I know we're waiting on a decision today from the State Board of Elections on a number of counties' early voting plans.
First, for voter ID, as a physician, I think everybody ought to carry ID. It's first responders need to know who they're working with, and it's just an extension of that to have it to vote. But everybody ought to be carrying an ID.
So you'd be in favor of a voter ID law.
Yes.
What about some of the other changes that were made in that 2013 law as far as shortening the early voting period, eliminating Sunday voting, things like that, that the court struck down as discriminatory towards black voters?
Yeah, the court, as I understood it, just struck it down because there was some discussions that did that because of racial lines, and that's certainly wrong if that's in fact what happened. The longer you extend the early voting, is for me as a candidate, it's certainly going to be more difficult for me. That means people are going to be exposed to signs on the road a week longer, and the nuisance factor of having a longer election. As far as how many more people will vote with adding 1 week and one Sunday, I don't really know. This will be an experiment to see whether it affects the voting or not.
What about as far as keeping hours, more hours for early voting sites? Would you be in favor of more early voting hours, or would you hew to the GOP leader's directive towards county boards of elections to limit early voting as much as possible?
Well, the County Board of Elections have to determine who's going to man the polls. It really should be left up to them as to what the hours will be. When I was practicing, I'd often go into work at 6:30 and not get out to 7:30 that night, and the polls would be closed that day. I always almost always early voted. So I don't know that extending the hours on early voting would help or hurt.
Okay, I see. As far as the maps that were struck down, regardless of how the maps were drawn, they've been struck down by the courts. So we get into this battle, whether it's Democrats in charge or whether it's Republicans in charge, the alleged gerrymandering. And of course, each party has in the past tried to draw maps to their benefit so that they can elect more of their members. What do you think about that as a practice? I mean, just in general.
Well, that's been the policy for years and years and years, and it depends which party is in power every 10 years to decide how the districts are drawn. And some of them were done along racial lines, but for instance, Alma Adams was a black representative. She lives in Greensboro, and now she's running in Mecklenburg County because of the court redistricting. Is that fair? Well, I think North Carolina, with 12 representatives, should have a black representative, but for her to run in Charlotte and Mecklenburg County is a bit strange for me. If that is more fair than the previous districting, I don't understand that at all. So what is a fair way to redistrict? Do you do it on county lines? Quite often, county lines don't really determine the electorate's commonality. I've seen some computer models, and they base it on population, and they look pretty good, and they're probably just as fair as anything else. But certainly in this case, there was some gerrymandering, and the courts called them on it. And the courts can correct excessive abuse of the system. So there are checks and balances out there.
Now, eight former judges recently, four Democrats, four Republicans, I think it was out of the Duke Sanford School of Policy, put out these maps, and they were sort of intended to be a demonstration of what nonpartisan maps could look like. What do you think about the efforts? And I believe the House has actually put forth some effort to create an independent redistricting committee. Would that be something that you'd be in favor of?
I'd like to see what they come up with, but there again, there's some prejudice in however you, even computers have some prejudice in it. So it's a matter of looking what's generated and letting each community see if they think it's fair or not.